Donald Davidson, the official historian of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway and host for decades of the Talk of Gasoline Alley, heard on 1070 each May, joins us now. Donald, thanks for being here.
Thank you very much, John.
You know, minimally by accent, people know that you aren't a native Hoosier. Go ahead and tell the story, if you can, how you got here to Indianapolis and the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
I grew up in England, and I was always aware of motor racing. As a little boy, I'd get toys, you know, racing cars for Christmas and all this kind of stuff. And then when I was just entering my teens, then it clicked, and I got very interested, but it was about Grand Prix racing. And I started reading about the history, and it all happened very quickly. And then I read about a thing called the Indianapolis 500. Now, what on earth is that? And so I started finding out. And then over a period of several years, I found I had this selective, retentive, easy access memory, not photographic. And I could, and instead of doing schoolwork, I'd memorizing all this stuff. So anyway, I started thinking, boy, I'd love to go to Indianapolis. And I eventually found the broadcast with Sid Collins, but it took me a couple of years to be able to find it, American Forces Network in Germany. So anyway, finally in 1964, I was in a position where I could go to the track, and it was just like, it just everything was like magic. They gave me a bronze badge, and I met all the people. I met Sid, and we hit it off, and he actually had me as a guest on race day in 64, which is really kind of dating me now. And then I went home after the race was over. And anyway, I went back to England and then started making the preparations to emigrate. And so I came back here in 1965, wing and a prayer and a green card. And Sid put me on the network, and then I went to work for the United States Auto Club. And It's just amazing how, we're still going here. What is now the Talk of Gasoline Alley started out as a program in 1966, which was Sid's idea. It was called Dial Davidson, and that was Sid's title.
Talk of Gasoline Alley is now the longest-running radio program in Indianapolis. Why or how has it remained popular?
It's been a continuous run since 71, and after about 3 or 4 years of giving away prizes, I thought, some of these questions have answers that have an anecdote that I'd like to tell. And they said, well, tell the anecdote. And over a couple of years, I managed to work it out, and it just became a trivia show with questions and answers. And it's just, it's really flattering, because I love to tell the stories, and so many people just, they tell. I get it all the time. I get compliments constantly, and at the risk of name dropping, I mean, there's been several mayors and governors that have said, oh yes, we used to listen to you going home, and then some. Now it's getting embarrassing, because Mitch Daniels said, oh yes, I used to listen to you when I was a little boy.
And through the years too, you've worked with many other sidekicks, whether currently it's Kevin Lee, it's also been Dave the King Wilson, and others. So the format has evolved through time too.
Oh yeah, and going back, Charlie Brown was the fellow. That wasn't his real name, but Charlie Brown in 66, and then for 71, for about 3 or 4 years, it was Chuck Riley. Mm-hmm. And Kevin Calabro,
sure.
Dave's brother. Sure. And then there was Nat Humphreys briefly, and but then I did qualifications. I've done qualifying ever since 71, and I was paired with Lou Palmer for 18 years, and what a kick that was. And then Bob Laney for 8 more after him. And I worked with Orly Knudsen, not in sports so much, but other programming.
Well, that is another interesting point of your career with WIBC and 1070, is you talked about beyond just the Talk of Gasoline Alley and the qualifications and race day, but even into other programming, like the First Day program.
The First Day started in 1976, and at that time, there was nothing other than religion. On radio and television, to my knowledge, it was all religious programming. And so as an alternative, they had this sort of like a magazine show. And so I was, and they had like revolving hosts, and they would have guests like Sheriff Jim Wells, and they had people that were not broadcasters, but with one of the station hosts, and they had revolving hosts, and so I became part of that quite early, and I did sports occasionally, but it was usually a consumer stuff, and so I did, you know, little anecdotes and tips and even some, you know, some cooking and stuff like that. But that those were great days too with the people that I mentioned. And we had live guests in the studio. We had Miss Lillian Carter came in. We had Oscar Robertson and I met Wayne Gretzky when he was 17. Was a guest on the show.
Wow. So, and you do so many other things, Donald. You're affiliated, as I say, with the historian. Doing writings for the game or the race programs, but talk about just what WIBC and 1070 and being a broadcaster, what's that meant to you? It's not something you ever sought out, and it's really become a defining part of your career.
It's just astonishing to me because I never took anything for granted. And, you know, when I first showed up, every time I went to the track and a lot of great things happened, I thought, cherish this, because when you come back tomorrow, it could be different. But it wasn't. There was more of the same. And I get compliments constantly, and it's just fascinating to me and just super flattering that, you know, people care.
Last question is about sponsors. Through the years, you have had the chance to work with sponsors that are affiliated with whether it's the Talk of Gasoline Alley or the broadcasts and coverage throughout the races themselves. Talk about your experiences there and what has made a good association or a commercial that Donald Davidson might be involved in.
Well, thank you. Actually, I did some TV as well as radio, and there's been a few where I sort of, you know, they gave me the copy to read, and then there's other times when I really had kind of an involvement in the thing, and I did some for Headback Corporation with Bryant Heating and Cooling for several years. I did Red Dell and Oldsmobile, and those were fun, and then more recently I've done American Dairy Association. And some of those I even wrote myself. There were some where they said, well, you know what we're looking for. We're just tell an anecdote. And so I remember being out in the garden trimming the bushes, thinking I actually would write the stuff in my head. And sure. I've always hoped that they would sound like me. And it's been great. That normally when they say, okay, well, this is what we've got, and I'll read it, and I say, well, that does, you know, I wouldn't say it just like that. It is okay if we say so-and-so. Yes, absolutely. So, I mean, it's always fun.
Legendary broadcaster Donald Davidson, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, John.